say that the end of this movie, not to get to talk about it, but Lee, it is very smart to end on that boat, because Lord knows the shitstorm of legality that is coming towards these two detectives that just murdered all of these diplomats on a boat. Like, it's just like, credits, we're good, don't worry about it.
You could make a Saw X type sequel set in between Lethal Weapon 2 and Lethal Weapon 3, and it's called Lethal Weapon 2.5: Paperwork. Because yes, that is a feature-length film, yes, of all the rigmarole these guys are going through after the events of this
movie.
You
could do like a Billy Jack type of sequel where it's like, here's Billy Jack, and here's the trial of Billy Jack, and it's also 3 hours because we got a lot of paperwork to go through.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be neither of those things. It's going to be immediately this. Riggs is fucking dead. Murtaugh is out on the street along with his family. They take everything. Literally fucking everything.
The whole movie, you're kind of like, once it's sort of set up sort of halfway through, it's like, I have diplomatic immunity, actually. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, fuck, how are they going to get out of this one? And they never answer the question.
No,
the answer is they just don't care anymore.
The answer is Murtaugh is going to be swimming in all this condom money from his daughter's lucrative career.
Yes. Oh, Rianne is about to make him the fucking condom king of Los Angeles, dude. Don't even worry about it.
Thousands of dollars. Thousands.
But this whole chase is awesome. I love, man, poor Trish in the station wagon. We were just talking about this, funny enough, when we were on the road at our Harry and the Henderson show, and I was talking about, I love a movie where you can trace the, like, piece-by-piece destruction of the car throughout it.
Yes.
You can totally do Lethal Weapon 2 in this. This fucking car, man. The indignity that this poor station wagon suffers, oh, it's great.
Right, and this is an energetic car chase. You see great stunts here, but when you're in the car with them, they're using rear and front projection, and it fucking works.
Yeah,
yeah, it really does, man.
I really miss seeing this.
Yeah, it's fun. And I will say, unsuccessfully, the other detectives in this movie, it's a good
crew. Yeah.
It's a good idea, and it's just not, and they cast it well, too, because you got Dean Norris and what's her name? Janine.
Oh, the lady from T2.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jeanette Goldstein.
Yes.
And you also have Grendel Bush having a little bit more than Journey Smith. Like, these are good. And Nestor Serrano. These are good character actors. Like, let them fill in so when they all are systematically murdered, it does matter. You know
yes,
what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah. I would like a little more with them.
I think Grendel Bush is like the only holdover from the first movie.
Yes.
Is Jeanette Goldstein the first one too or no?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing, right? It's like, you need more of them from that first movie. That's like an easier, then you don't have to worry about it as much as if it was like a U.S. Marshals situation.
Exactly.
Say. Yeah, we already know the gang.
It's a big team, which we're sort of setting up in like this, basically two cars, one's red, one's blue, and Riggs and Murtaugh are after the red one, and the rest of the guys are after the blue one.
And the rest of the guys, their hunt comes to a close pretty quickly because pretty baller move in a car chase. These dudes just stop and a helicopter comes down and airlifts these guys out of there, which
is
pretty great. Mm-hmm.
And another reason this scene looks so good is the wet streets. They wetted the streets.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, and the fucking the score is going crazy. The fucking the saxophone is everywhere. Oh, my God.
Oh, the saxophone is going
absolutely crazy.
That electric guitar, dude. Oh, fucking look out for that electric guitar wailing.
And to date the movie as hard as possible, we have a Japanese radio joke. What language are they speaking? Is that Japanese?
They're going to buy the station, Eric. Did
yes.
You hear that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the radio station. They own everything. They own everything.
That's what he says. They own everything else. I'm like, do they, Murtaugh? Do they?
No, they don't.
I think, by the way, I want to put that shit, that fucking xenophobia is on Martin Riggs' friend.
He is the one
that they're going to buy the radio stations now too, Raj. They're getting their claws and everything.
I understand his sentiment because I saw Baz Luhrmann's Australia. That war was pretty close.
Class on the wall.
I could see it over the horizon.
This accent is maybe worse than the first one. I don't even
it's
know.
Unchained, yeah.
It is. I don't know what the hell was going on. Well, you know, the funny thing, I know exactly what's going on. You read the production stuff for this movie. He was, Mel has had a series of troubles, of course, as we've documented and commented upon on this show several times. This was Mel at five beers for breakfast before shooting. Ooh, so I feel like the hold on the accent gets harder the more cervezas you're down in there. You know what I mean?
If you're performing drunk, you yeah. have that true self where you have the original accent. And then you get pulled over and you're drunk. You have your original self and you're just saying shit.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.